MemberCare Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invite you to take a moment for your health. You're pregnant, and things are changing. Your body is changing. You can feel it. Sometimes you can see it. Your shape changes. Your moods change. Your energy levels change. Your sleep patterns change. These and other things that happen to you are all normal happenings when you're pregnant. When you're pregnant, many changes happen to your body because you have a baby growing inside you. Your body is responding to that developing new life. There are changes in your body chemistry. There are changes in your hormone levels. The growing baby, even though very small at first, is taking up space within your abdomen. Put all three of those together, chemistry, hormones, and space, and they cause noticeable changes in you as the mother. Progesterone is one of those hormones. For one thing, when progesterone levels increase in your body, it causes relaxation in the smooth muscles. This is all part of getting your body ready to accommodate the growing baby. In addition, the smooth muscles form the supporting tissues of blood vessels, as well as a lining tissue of internal organs such as your intestine, stomach, and bladder. As a result, blood vessels can relax and dilate, and possibly appear as varicose veins or hemorrhoids. One side effect of this relaxing of the muscles in your digestive system is that the food can take longer to digest. This sometimes can lead to feeling bloated or experiencing constipation or heartburn. When the bladder muscles relax, that can cause problems like urinary infections. Also, it can cause what they call bladder urgency. That means you'll get the overwhelming feeling that you need to get to a restroom immediately. Another hormone goes by the name of relaxin. This hormone, in preparation for the arrival of the baby, relaxes the ligaments in the pelvis to make it easier for the baby to pass through. A side effect of this is the hips become more flexible than normal. That can cause some pain in your lower back, which in turn can radiate through the front of your pelvis. Backache is quite common in pregnancy, but it doesn't necessarily happen to everyone. You might be fortunate and have little or no backache. Having a good posture when you're sitting or standing will help minimize the possible problem. Also, be careful when you're lifting or moving things. You can also help by trying not to gain too much extra weight during your pregnancy. Your doctor or midwife might have a few suggestions about some gentle exercises you can add to your daily routine, which will help you avoid backache. Those exercises could also help to relieve the pain if you do happen to get some backache during this time. Another hormone is estrogen. When estrogen levels rise, your respiratory rate may increase. Many women report they feel short of breath, especially as the baby gets bigger. Estrogen increases the amount of blood circulating in your system. It does not cause blood clots, but it does increase the risk. With the increase in estrogen as a pregnant woman, you may find you experience more sinus headaches and possibly nosebleeds. This hormone is also the main cause of nausea during pregnancy. When you're pregnant, your immune system is not as aggressive. In other words, it begins operating at a reduced level. There's a good reason for this. It's designed that way so that your immune system won't reject your developing baby. But there are some possible problems because of the reduced efforts of the immune system. You could become more at risk of catching infections such as pneumonia, hepatitis, malaria, and some parasites. This is probably especially true if you're on an international assignment in a less developed part of the world. Traveler's diarrhea is something else you could experience. You can help your immune system and reduce the risks by making sure the food you eat and the water you drink is safe. Also, wash your hands regularly. And one other thing, try to avoid insect bites. While you're pregnant, you may be surprised and possibly annoyed by sudden changes in your moods and emotions. Well, don't be surprised. It's those hormones again. They're changing, and your mood swings reflect those changes. Then there are those times of feeling extra tired. That's another one of those changes that comes with pregnancy. and the hormone changes that keep happening. There's another change that can be quite annoying if it affects you, but fortunately it doesn't happen to every woman who is pregnant. That's the experience known as morning sickness. That name isn't really correct because it can happen at various times during the day. It's most common in the second and third months of pregnancy. For some, it is just a mild and occasional nausea. For others, it could be vomiting several times a day. It's not something to look forward to, but the symptoms can be eased by having something available for a quick snack, something like dry crackers. Then you could avoid eating greasy foods, eat smaller meals more often, and keep available a supply of mint tea or ginger tea. If vomiting happens to be your experience, and it is more than just an occasional mild happening, ask your doctor if there is anything you could take to minimize the vomiting times. By now, you've noticed there are many changes that can happen to you when you become pregnant, and we haven't finished with the list. Dizzy spells, or even fainting, is something else that can happen to you. Getting up too quickly or standing for too long a time can draw blood away from the brain. That will leave you with a feeling of lightheadedness. If you're living in a hot climate, try to avoid becoming overheated. Stay in the shade as much as possible, and be sure you drink plenty of fluids. If you feel dizzy, there are a couple of things you can do. One action that might help is to sit down and put your head between your knees. Of course, depending on the size of your bump, that may not be possible. So get as close to that position as you can. Lying down can also help if you also elevate your feet and legs. This will help to get the blood flowing back into your brain. It is usually best not to lie on your back for too long once you have a baby bump. Instead, try to lie on your side if possible. Minor aches and pains are normal during pregnancy. However, if the pain becomes regular, or if your abdomen becomes tender to touch, report this to your doctor. When you're pregnant, you may notice slight swelling in your fingers and in your legs. This is a normal happening, especially after about 26 weeks of this adventure. However, if your face, your fingers, or your legs suddenly become more puffy, this could be something serious and should be checked out urgently. Later in your pregnancy, you'll probably begin to feel the heat more than you would otherwise find to be normal. This is because of changes in your blood volume and changes to your metabolism. Pregnancy, as we have said, is an adventure. Many changes happen to you and your body, and this is normal. However, there are some symptoms you should be aware of that could be classified as urgent. These would be symptoms that signal to you that you should seek immediate medical attention. Regular pains are high on the list of symptoms that need to be checked. These would be stabbing pains or a slow dull ache or tender areas of the abdomen. There are a number of potential problems these could signal. Watch out for bleeding. Usually this should not happen during a pregnancy. So if you notice any bleeding from your vagina, see a doctor immediately. This bleeding could be a sign of some potentially serious problems. Anemia can be a common happening during pregnancy. If this problem affects you, you will probably feel weak and tired, and you may look pale. This condition should be diagnosed as soon as possible. Usually it can be corrected by adjusting your diet to add foods that are rich in iron. Supplements are another option. This is of particular concern if you're living in a region where malaria is common, as malaria can also cause anemia. For more information on how malaria can affect you while pregnant, please note our feature on malaria, pregnancy, and newborns. Preeclampsia is not a common event. However, after about 30 weeks, it should be watched for, and if it happens, it should be dealt with urgently. Signs include swelling of the hands, feet, and face, headache, dizziness, and occasionally blurred vision. Sudden weight gain might be added to that list, high blood pressure, and a lot of protein in the urine. Of course, your feet can swell during later weeks of your pregnancy, especially if you're living in a hot climate, so this in itself is not a serious sign. But the other signs should be monitored. Along the way, you will probably notice some minor itching. You may also notice flaking skin. That can happen, but it isn't usually serious. However, if you experience severe itching, especially if it happens on the palms of your hands or the soles of your feet, That should be reported to your doctor or midwife. During labor, when the baby is about to arrive, it is a normal and expected event for the water to break. That says you're almost at the pregnancy finish line. However, if the water breaks early, that is something of concern because infection could spread up to the baby in the womb. If you are past week number 35 and labor has not started within 24 hours of the water breaking, then labor may have to be induced. If the water is clear or perhaps straw-colored, that is normal. If the color is tinted green or black, then urgent medical help is needed. It would also be an urgent situation if there is any blood mixed with the fluid. Remember, most pregnancies are normal, with a little discomfort here and there. We've mentioned the emergency situations so that you can be aware that they are possibilities which can happen in rare situations. So be prepared, but enjoy the trip. A Moment for Your Health is presented by MemberCare Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com.